From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast to Coast AM. Later tonight, dreams and synchronicity. Here's what's happening. More travel misery continuing into the new year with more than 2,000 flights already canceled today due to bad weather and airline staffing woes sparked by the surge in COVID cases. And as things are only likely to get worse for the first major winter storm of the season as it's slamming the East Coast. Never say never when it comes to the weather. With a 40-degree temperature drop overnight, can you believe that? In the Florida Panhandle, it went from beach weather to snow falling from the sky. My gosh. Thousands of U.S. schools, including some major cities, have delayed this week's scheduled return to classrooms following the holiday break. Or they switch to remote learning like Zoom as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus drives record levels of COVID-19 cases. After AT&T and Verizon Communications refused requests from the U.S. government to delay the January 5th launch of the new 5G services, the Airlines for America trade group has warned of increased flight disruptions. Let's check in with our expert on such matters, Lauren Weinstein. Lauren, what can 5G do to an aircraft?
Well, this issue all revolves around radio altimeters, and we have to back up a little bit. And there has been a last-minute change in this story. As of this morning, the way the story read was that AT&T and Verizon were refusing an FAA request to delay the activation of their mid-band, it's actually called C-band, 5G. Late in the day, AT&T and Verizon blinked and agreed to the delay. So exactly where that goes is not clear yet, but it's sort of a never-ending story. Here's the big picture on this. You know, when people talk about 5G, they're actually talking about different frequency bands. There's the millimeter wave band, which is where the super high speeds are that are mostly promoted. But even if you have a compatible phone, you've probably never been in range of one because they're very short range. They don't go through walls well. They're very few and far between right now. And then there's low band, where the speeds are about the same as 4G. But there's mid-band, which is where there's a lot of action now because it's sort of a compromised position. It has good range. It gets through walls better. It's not as fast as millimeter, but it's faster than what you probably have now. So T-Mobile, when they bought Sprint, got a big chunk of mid-band spectrum from Sprint. So they've been deploying that all over the country. AT&T and Verizon had to buy a chunk of mid-band spectrum for a lot of money. So they want to deploy it. T-Mobile's already doing it. AT&T and Verizon are saying, well, that's not fair. You know, why can't we do it? Well, the problem for AT&T and Verizon is that chunk they bought is very close to the frequency band used by radio altimeters. And that means airliners and other kinds of planes, when they're going to airports, the radio altimeters are important in the landing systems. And there has been this titanic battle going on between the airline industry, the aircraft industry, AT&T and Verizon, the FAA, the FCC, about whether it's safe to deploy these systems. Now, we're not the only country that has this issue.
Right.
In most other countries, they have reduced the power levels near the airports or made other changes. AT&T and Verizon have now, as I understand it, finally agreed to lower the power, but they're still arguing, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. The airlines are responding by saying if this isn't dealt with appropriately, they are going to cut back on flights, they are going to delay flights because they think it's a safety issue. And both sides have technical experts that are saying exactly the opposite things. So at this point, there's just absolutely no telling where this is going to go. I think it was very wise for AT&T and Verizon not to go up against the FAA in this case, but we're only talking about a two-week delay. What's going to happen after that is really anybody's guess. But there's sort of a broader lesson here, and that is what happens when you try to reallocate chunks of spectrum for new purposes that have been widely used for other purposes, for legacy applications.
Mm-hmm. And how does it affect everything?
Well, and indeed, and it's not just this issue of radio altimeters. Another issue with 23 or 25 gigahertz frequencies for 5G, is there's concerns that there may be leakage into the satellite sensors that are used for water vapor studies in weather satellites. And again, this isn't just 5G. Anytime you try to do something new with spectrum, because spectrum is a limited resource, especially when you're deploying high-power systems or satellite systems or 5G systems, anything that's going to be widely deployed across a country, for example. And you get these unintended consequences, and there can be big financial ramifications, and as we can see, it can even become very political.
All right, I want you to follow up on this story for us, Lauren. It's very important. Facebook has permanently disabled the ads account of a conservative children's book publisher, claiming that Heroes of Liberty, which has published books about Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, former President Ronald Reagan, and author Thomas Sowell, violated the company's rules against low-quality or disruptive content. Go figure. Well, you're probably familiar with those major risk factors for heart disease: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, diabetes, obesity, physical inactivity. And chances are your doctor has checked you more than once for these risks. At least I would hope so, offering advice or treatment to help ward off a heart attack or stroke. But has your doctor also asked you about the level of stress in your life? Chronic psychological stress, recent studies indicate, may be as important or possibly even more important to the health of your heart than the traditional cardiac risk factors. In fact, in people with less than healthy hearts, mental stress trumps physical stress as a potential participant of fatal and non-fatal heart attacks and other cardiovascular events. Calm down, folks. What's going on in the skies these days? Let's check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. Happy New Year, Stephen.
Yes, George. Happy New Year to you and the listeners. And we go to talk about space with our weekly James Webb Telescope update. And, George, we go now live to the NASA website talking about where it is. Right now, as we speak live, it's some 556,473 miles away from the Earth. That means, in simple terms, it's about 62% of the distance that it needs to get to that L2 Lagrange point, nearly a million miles from space, and from the Earth, I should say. But, George, so many updates here for space, and here's some ideas of what's happening for some space missions in 2022.
Fire away.
SpaceX's Starship will attempt an orbital launch from its Boca Chica, Texas facility in early February. And the first tourist flight to the ISS with the AX-1 Crew Dragon craft is also on tap. We go to Boeing's Starliner. That spacecraft is set to relaunch in 2022 to low Earth orbit. But it gets more exciting. We return to the moon. NASA's Artemis 1. NASA's return to the moon with its heavy lift rocket and uncrewed rocket will place an Orion capsule into a six-day orbit around the moon, return to the Earth, possibly as early as February the 12th. And how about this? The first commercial lunar landings in 2022 with the Nova Sea Lander, delivering five payloads to the lunar surface in April, and a second IM-2 lander that will drill into the lunar surface at the lunar south pole's most phenomenal crater called the Shackleton Crater. For deep space, we talk about the Psyche mission to the metal-rich asteroid 6 Psyche in August, and that hopes to reach that particular asteroid, the spacecraft, in the year 2026. George, in astronomy, the Webb telescope pops up again, this time to test the Hawking theory. 80% of the universe is made up of dark matter, that stuff that may hold galaxies' gravity together. Stephen Hawking believed that black holes may be the source of dark matter. His theory will be tested critically once the James Webb telescope is in its operational mode. Other astrophysicists believe that there is still an unknown particle in nature responsible for dark matter. 2022, George, will be a very interesting year. And by the way, the Earth is closest to the sun on the morning of the 4th of January. That close distance, 91,403,702 miles, and we in the Northern Hemisphere wonder why it's so cold. We wrap it up with the live sky. My New Year's Day, George Street, was actually going out and finding Comet Leonard. In my 10x56 binoculars, low in the southwest sky here in Arizona, detected just 4 degrees above the horizon. The comet is fading, almost invisible for even the biggest of telescopes in the Northern Hemisphere. But for those that want to give it a try in the more equatorial and southern latitudes, of course, go to our website, theskylive.com, for all the details. The comet was now closest to the sun today, and it moves out of the solar system, George, never to be seen in our lifetimes again, but the pictures are amazing. Locally, a waxing crescent moon returns to the southwestern sky on Tuesday, and you can see it just after sunset, passing the planet Mercury to the lower right. The quadranted meteor shower, fair to good, still going on if you have clear skies. Look nearly overhead 2 hours before dawn. As we always mention, the website, thelivesky.com, and emails, drskyshow@gmail.com. What do we always say? Always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. I'm your navigator on the highway to the heavens. Thank you so much.
I love your Dr. Sky reports. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it. Up next, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, back with us. She's going to tell us what we can expect with 2022. Adds up to the year of six. What does that mean? Glynis will tell us. And then next hour, yep, she'll take your phone calls and do some readings about you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Glynis McCants. The numbers lady has been studying numerology for years. Glynis believes that knowledge is power, and when you have someone's name and date of birth, you can discover who they really are. The numbers are not just in people, but also in your homes and businesses. She's author of a number of books, including Glynis Has Your Number and Love by the Numbers. And here she is back on Coast to Coast, Glynis McCants. Hello, Glynis.
Hi, George. Happy New Year.
You too. Looking forward to this show. That's a year of six, whatever that means, right?
Oh, that's an interesting thought. I would tell you that 2022 would be the year of family, and one should have sex to have more family, right? It's connected. 2022. Yeah, it's about love. It's about connecting with others, but also as people in general coming together. See, it's more like we can't make this work if we don't find a way to compromise. So I see a shift happening that I'm excited about. It's going to take a minute, though, George. It's not going to happen in the first 3 months.
Okay,
I'll put
good.
It that way.
We got a lot to talk about tonight, but for brand new listeners who are probably saying, what is numerology? Why don't you give us a quick little history of it?
Okay, numerology itself is a science of numbers. It's 2,500 years old, and Pythagoras was the creator of the system that I use. The belief is that everything in this universe has vibration. That means when you walk into a building, you can feel vibration there, a home, when you meet somebody. The big one is relationships. You know, you can meet a person and really enjoy their company, or meet someone and think to yourself, I don't ever want to see them again. That's energy, and that's what I teach through the power of numbers.
2021 was the year of five. I'm glad the year's over, but tell me, what do you think of a five-year?
Oh, my gosh. You know, when you consider, because I remember at the beginning of the year, you and I talked about it, and I said, well, this year is going to move fast, and you laughed at me and said, Glynis, all these years are moving quickly, but you must admit that was lightning speed, what we just went through. And it was just, it reminded me of if you were in the ocean and, you know, you hold your breath underwater because the wave is big, and then you come up to breathe, and then there's another massive wave. That's what it felt like. 2021 was nonstop. And you have to know that the shadow side of five, it enjoys a little chaos. Well, didn't we experience a tremendous amount of chaos
in
2021?
And I'm afraid it's going to continue into 2022 unless you tell us otherwise.
And I will tell you otherwise. That's the good news. You know, I was concerned in 2020, when you and I talked about it, I said that it would make you take off your rose-colored glasses and see things the way they really were, whether you wanted to or not. And I believe that even what happened with the pandemic and just some financial stuff that we started to see happening in 2020, when we shifted into 2021, I explained to you that four and five have lessons attached, that the number six does not. So I'm telling you, we're coming out of a storm. At first, it will not feel that way. Like, there's some months in this year that I'm concerned about. But I mean, overall, George, there's some good news ahead. And
excellent.
I'm sure of it. And we will witness that in this new cycle.
Later this hour, we're going to talk with Glynis about personal years, your personal years, and what they all mean. How many personal years are they? How does that all add up to?
Well, how it is there are nine different cycles that we experience. So when January 1st happens, we shift into a new cycle. And it's really important to know what that is so that you can make choices, keeping it in mind. And if example, like with you, if we looked at your birthday, 6-4, you just take your month and day and reduce it to one digit. So you're June 4th. Break it down to the number one.
So my personal year is one, right?
No. You add it to the world number six before you get that personal year.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Okay.
So one plus six is seven. So that tells us you entered a personal year of seven in this new year. Now, what does that mean? You know, through many times we've spoken, you're a seven life path.
That's
now
right.
Now that you've entered a personal year of seven, there's two things. It's very much something you can relate to because it's a part of who you are. However, it is a time where you step back and you have to assess your life. Like, what have I picked? What do I like? What do I need to let go of? And it's about spirituality. You know, the big questions, who am I? Why am I here? You get breakthroughs in that. The other thing I'd suggest is travel is going to become a big part of your new year. Do you already have plans down the line this year?
I just had my first trip canceled.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising. We know we're still in it. Well, what month did you have that trip?
January.
Right, yeah.
This
if
month?
If you called me, I would have said, no, that may not happen. But I
scheduled it 3 months ago. It was to
Omicron,
with Tom.
I wanted to talk about the speed of that as well. As we moved into this year, months in, you're going to find it opens back up. So let's just talk about that for a minute, the virus. You know, Omicron is so different than the others, right? We're finding that it's not killing people.
It's not as bad. It's contagious.
No.
Yes. Like a
people
cold or the flu, but it's not as deadly.
No. And tons of people are catching it. So what happened, I mean, I would say we were flat-footed on this because so many people caught this infection. But I see, not only do I see that part dissipating, but, George, I really feel strongly about the pills. I don't know if you've heard about it.
It's like sure.
Well, it'd be the same as a Z-Pak, right? If you had bronchitis and you took a Z-Pak, you'd be okay. I believe that takes off this year. So that's why I'm excited. I feel like we may deal with various variants and all that they say, but I see a shift that's much better. And Omicron is a part of it because there's so many people getting infected that does shift what happens here. And again, not dying, thank goodness, right? So many of them have been sick and get through it. Many of my friends, by the way, ended up getting it and they're fine.
We'll come back and talk about Omicron in a moment, but we just lost one of the adorable actresses, Betty White. She was almost 100 years old. A couple more weeks, she would have been 100 this month.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, that woman was more beloved than anyone I can think of, besides Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is the other one, right?
And high energy, too.
Right. Well, they have such optimism, and there's a kindness that they exude. But I looked at her chart, and I thought, okay, what was it about her that gave her such longevity in a business? You know, normally, by the time you're 40 as a woman, they're like, see you, hate to be you. This woman was working up till the end, really, right? Even 2018, she was getting some special award being very funny. So the heartbreak was that she didn't make it to 100. You know, they were going to do this wonderful party for her in the theaters. Did you know about that?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Right, they were selling tickets. I'm going to guess they're still going to do something, right, in honor of her no matter what. It will be her birthday. But I looked at her chart, and here's what I found. She had the numbers. She was born on an 8-day. She was a 5-life path. She had a 9 attitude. Now, I get this from the birthday, which was January 17th, 1922. What does that tell us? The 5 means never a dull moment, celebrator of life. That was her life path. It also means you can't touch this, meaning she decided what she wanted to do. I also say a 5 is the human cat. Well, you know she was obsessed with animals. You know about that, right?
Well, not as much as you do.
You've got a point because I'm crazy in love with animals, but she just helped the whole world. She could hold a snake around her neck. I could never do that.
I wouldn't do that. Or a spider.
It was crazy. No, she loved them all, but she also gave millions of dollars to help, you know, just the abandoned animal. That, to me, was the 9, which is that humanitarian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you a story that people just don't know about, and I didn't either until I did the research. What I would say about a 5, they should never get married early, because if they do, there's a good percentage that it won't last because a 5 will not stay stuck. If they feel trapped like a cat, they leave. Well, it turns out, although Betty had her great love, the game show host, his name was Alan.
Alan Ludden.
Right. Okay, so that was her big love of her life. Well, that's the only one we ever heard. No one seemed to mention she'd been married 3 times, George.
That's right.
Right, so that was a surprise. So what it turns out, and this is why I love it, because it pertains to her numerology. Her first marriage lasted 4 months. Like, she got married in July of 1945, and by December she was done. Why? Because the man she was with, he wanted her to stay on a chicken farm. Imagine Betty White. If we didn't have Betty.
She'd be on a chicken farm. Hold on, Glynis. We'll be back with more on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, we'll take your phone calls with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. And, of course, she'll do a reading. Tom will tell you what we need from you in order for Glynis to tell you what to expect in the year to come. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Glynis McCants. Glynis, let's wrap up our talk about Betty White and talk about the personal years and help people out about that. But she it was a great run. You go 99 years. That's pretty darn good.
But and I'm going to tell you what her little secret to life was. You know, if you really watched and listened to her, here's a couple things she said. It wasn't about perfect eating. She loved hot dogs and vodka. That was her thing, George, so that wasn't it. What she was positive. She's like, you know what, I'm an optimist, and when people come to me with negative stuff, I'm like, I'm not really interested, thank you. And she really did shut it down. It's like, I'm going to choose to embrace the good stuff in life. But going back to that second husband, they were married in the 50s for 2 years, and all of a sudden he's like, you need to stop acting and just settle down and have kids. And she's like, exit stage left.
Goodbye.
And then she met the love of her life, which we all know. And that went from 1963 to like 1981. And she loved him with all her heart. And that's the thing about a five. They don't need to have a partner. She's like, you know what? I'm good. I had the love of my life, and I'll see him on the other side, which I'm sure she's doing right now.
Indeed, indeed. And a lot of controversy over what she finally died of. They're talking about whether her agent denies she got a booster days before and stuff like that, but others say she died peacefully in her sleep.
Well, and I think it's true about the peacefully in her sleep. That's one. But number two, remember her whole thing when she said she wouldn't go negative? She wouldn't even talk politics or anything in the news because she knew better. It's like, you know what? I'm not joining that. I'll be funny. She made us laugh. Every single time that woman spoke, she made us laugh. And what a blessing. And where did that come from, George? She had a three personality in numerology, which is the natural comedian. But it was her double eight that made her basically a workaholic. I mean, who works for 70 years? That's what she did.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be the only one who does that, huh?
It was remarkable, right?
It's super. Now, the personal years. Let's go through each year and give us the formula first for people because they can get on your website and figure it out once they do that, right?
Yeah, when they go to the website, numberslady.com, if they click on numbers, they can look up a life path number, which is the main number for your life purpose. They can also look up an attitude number. But tonight, we're teaching the audience the personal year cycle. So you take the month and day, and I'm just going to slowly talk about yours again. Born 6-4. So you just take that month and day, add it straight across, and reduce it to one digit. 6 plus 4 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1.
All right.
Then you add it to the world number 6.
Everybody adds it to 6, right?
That's right.
All
so
their
if
numbers.
Someone is listening right now, they're like, wait, but mine's a 22 or mine's 11. In this case, you keep going. So, because those are master numbers, and that I do cover on my website for those who want to learn more about master numbers. But in this case, 11, 1 plus 1 becomes 2, add it to the number 6. 2 plus 6 is 8. So each one of us has fallen into a cycle 1 through 9, and I'm going to tell you what it means for each cycle. If you just entered a personal year of 1, it is time for you to feel it's take control of your life. It's like, I'm not going to be in the back seat. I'm not going to let someone else control me. It's my time. And you will feel empowered. The big suggestion I have, though, exercise. I find people, when they're in that cycle of 1, they almost look in the mirror for the first time in several years and go, what happened here?
Yeah,
they feel
exactly.
Called to move their body. So
oops.
That's good news.
Yeah.
And when they do it, they feel so much better. The personal year of 2, it's a time when we deal with our emotions. It's about love. If you're single, it's a time to reach out there and see what's there because you don't have to be alone. We have billions of people on the planet. Love matters, but it becomes clear. Your intuitive voice is stronger than ever. So I say if you feel something, it's a gut instinct, go with it. Don't second guess yourself. Personal year of 3. This is a time for creative expression. So it's like getting in tune with your inner child, finding a way, if it's music, start singing. You know, I'm amazed, I almost called you Charlie. That shows you where I've been.
Charlie's your husband. Be careful. Be careful there, Glynis.
Let's not cause that scandal. I'm like, you know, Charlie.
I get weird emails as it is, not from you, but from Charlie. So, no, I'm kidding.
I know. Well, I say this. It's getting in touch with the inner child to have fun. That's what it is. And so if you feel these last couple of years have been so hard on all of us, but in the Psycho 3, it says, no, you got to take your power back, you know, dance more. Even if it's in the living room, it doesn't matter. Meet with your friends. Find the people who make you laugh. That's what it means, communication. Personal, your cycle of 4, it's time to learn something new. Something, if you, you know, sometimes we have a career and we know darn well if we just took a couple courses, we could get a raise. That's the year to do it. It's like, no, learn. Take the class. It's worth it. Personal year of 5, it's a strong need for freedom. So I say, find a way to get out of your regular environment. If with this Omicron, maybe you're not going to get on a plane right now, but get in the car, go on a road trip, do something that's outside your regular life, and you'll feel better. But also escaping in books. There's so many great books out there. You can just, you know, enjoy it. Some of us, I don't know about you, George, but when I read a book, I feel like I'm in it until I'm done reading it. How about you?
I do. I don't read the whole thing in 1 second, but try to read it over a couple days.
Right, but it's like a place to go, right? Like you jump back into that book.
Yeah, I have what I call book time for myself and for guests. You know, when I get a guest who's written a book, I want to know what the heck it's all about, so I'll read it as quickly as I can. Sometimes they show up the day of the interview.
Oh, my gosh.
So I do a quick scan of things and stuff like that. But I try to make some time to read books.
Well, that's exactly what happens. So in the cycle of 5, that's a great way of escaping. It's a healthy way. And then in the cycle of 6, that's what this year's about. I said it's about marriage. It's about business. You know, people have ideas about business right now. If you're in a personal year cycle of 6, go for it. Launch it. And obviously we've learned about the internet being pretty crucial when it comes to business right now because we can't all get in person, right? We prefer it. We love our conferences in person, but if you can't, then you want to do it online. And that's what the 6 promotes. Personal year of 7. And again, this is what you're in.
This is me.
It's a time to step back and just assess. Like your inner voice, it's going to be stronger than ever. But it's like appreciating simple stuff. You know, the ocean, the mountains, the plants, the flowers, gratitude. I'm sure, I feel like that's true for you. Like you're someone who looks to be grateful. Like that's your nature. But the cycle of 7 asks us to get back to it. Get back to the simple stuff. Don't overwhelm yourself. That's the 7. And I love that cycle for that reason. But also spirituality. You know, 7s, when they don't have faith, what they're really doing is just trying to figure it out. They don't want someone else shoving religion down their throat. But if they can find something they believe in, it's really fulfilling. And the 7 personal year invites you to study more in that arena. Personal year of 8, this is interesting. You know, we always talk about 8, George, and the first thing we talk about is money for prosperity. But the truth is, the other side of a personal year cycle of 8 is your health.
I mean, you were the one to tell us to put 8 in our wallets and purses.
And
remember?
You know, I get emails every week from people who do that, by the way. So I'll say quickly what he's talking about because we have covered it. On my website, I have a thing called Power of 8. And what it is, 8 itself, in its pure form, looking at the number 8, represents prosperity. Okay, but what I get sometimes is emails saying, I put the 8 in my wallet, it did nothing for me. And that, of course, is where I jump into affirmations, which I know we'll cover later. Because once you get your mind in alignment with prosperity, the door opens. But if you're in a personal year of 8, you should be looking at the financial side of your life, but also your health. If your lower back hurts or your neck, don't ignore it. Get it checked. Change if you're eating garbage or you have been eating junk food, it's time to do it differently. That is a fact about the cycle of 8. And also, watch your mouth. The 8 is so direct, George. They'll say things and they end up regretting it.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Putting their foot in their mouth, are they?
Big time. And then personal year of 9. When you're at a cycle of 9, the good news is there's a payoff by the year's end. Like, you always get something good for, like, your 9 years that you've gone through for your effort. However, while you're in the cycle, you're supposed to look around and say, what can I give away? What do I not need? Like this whole disaster that happened in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, my God.
My sister Vanessa
Horrible.
Lives out there, George. Remember?
Well, I remember that. And Tom and I were going to be going there in 2 weeks for our Beyond Belief television tape. It's been postponed.
Yeah, because it's
that's what I meant about my January trip.
I see. Yeah. Well, so what she ended up doing, she grabbed a bunch of clothes and sweaters and blankets, all kinds of stuff in the house, and she brought it over to the charity because so many of those people lost everything.
Everything.
And in blink of an eye. I mean, imagine one day it's a windstorm and fire. Next day it's a snowstorm. That's crazy. But that's what happened. So, yeah, cycle of nine. I would not surprise me if many of those people who went through that are in that cycle.
But it could be arson, too, by the way. It could be arson. That could be arson.
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, remember I said five likes the drama and the chaos. What I hope, George, if that's the case, they've got to find that person.
Yep. That's murder. Three people have died already, at least.
And I'm telling you, in this year of six, what I do like, you know how they talk about justice, it moves slow. There's some breakthroughs in justice, too. So that's why it wouldn't surprise me if this person's caught. And I welcome that because we need some justice. We can't have people getting away with that. And you're right. It is not just losing homes and, you know, quality of life, but death. It's not acceptable.
So next year, the year number is seven, not six, right?
Correct. It keeps moving. Here's how it goes.
So in my case, you take the 6-4, add it down. It's one.
Yes.
And then the next year you add it to a seven. So I'll be an eight next year.
That's right. So you move up 1 year at a time. But what's interesting, when you consider your numerology blueprint, which we talk about, those three numbers in your name, the three numbers in birthday, that gives you a sense of what kind of year could it be? Like, what should you focus on? Because not every year is compatible. You know, sometimes you have a challenging year, and you have to find a way to weather the storm.
So
how do I get through it and still walk away doing well?
You see,
that's the whole purpose of numerology, is giving you a tool to help you.
So with what you just said about eight will be applicable for me next year.
Yes, it would apply to you because you have that eight personal year cycle.
Okay,
sure.
All right, that's good to know. And so you just go to numberslady.com to figure out what it means.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so lastly, with this personal year of nine, it's not uncommon for that person to have friendships that they might have to end. Like maybe they've put up with a friend and it wasn't reciprocal. It's a good cycle to say goodbye. And also a relationship. Maybe you've been married and you've tried to make it work, but you feel like you're just roommates. It's okay to say, let's part ways. You know, I would love you and wish you well, but I can't stay in this. Because what happens, George, if you stay in those relationships that are not healthy, it will take its toll on you.
That's absolutely true. That's exciting.
Yeah. I love it. You know, I've never get tired of it.
All right, let's talk about Omicron. Will it go away this year? I predicted sometime in March.
And that's a good one, because what I tell you, the first 3 months are tough. We've got tough, but it starts to go away. And again, I'm seeing a shift that's a solution, so I can't help but think about those pills. When they talked about, hey, it's like a five-day deal, it's like Z-Pak, I thought, oh, that makes sense to me. You know, a lot of people who don't want the vaccine would be more open to that. You know, it's a whole different story. So, yeah, I could see that, the shifting. And also, I just think when we look at our percentages, Omicron is mild versus the others.
Yes, it is.
It just is. Thank goodness.
I'm
grateful.
Give us some affirmations.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do have two beautiful affirmations for your audience. I like to give them something for the new year. And so what I did is I came up with one for your health. Now, that's, you know, George, I love Coast to Coast because I've been with you for years. So I get their emails, you know, when their health is not good. Or
oh, absolutely. You become family.
And then I also get the ones worried about the money. So I'm going to say these slowly. And then what I will do, I'll post them on my Facebook page, Glenys McCants, the Numbers Lady. I will put these in a post so that they don't forget. But they should just listen right now. And write it down if you have paper and pen. And here's how it goes. The first one for health. I release all negative thoughts and embrace the vibrant health that's within me now. I release all negative thoughts and embrace the vibrant health that's within me now. Because that's key. What goes wrong, you know, just like Betty White, what did she say? I wouldn't listen to the negativity. I wouldn't let it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at her. She lived 99 years. Right?
That's right. And happy, too.
She was so happy. And she said, she goes, I don't need to be with someone. Because a lot of us think if I don't have a partner, I don't feel like I'm complete. And Betty was saying, are you kidding? If you got pets and people that you love, that's enough. But it was her optimism. So negative thoughts seep into us. You know, if we watch too much news, right, we hear all the negativity. If too much poison comes through, suddenly you internalize it, and that can get you sick. So again, I'll say it slowly so they can write it down. I release all negative thoughts and embrace the vibrant health that's within me now. Because it is there. It's just you've let yourself get weighed down with the negativity.
We've got a minute to go for the second one. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. My financial opportunities are boundless, and all that I need is here for me now. I'll say it again. My financial opportunities are boundless, and all that I need is here for me now. That's awesome for money, having financial.
And how or where do you say this?
Well, here's what I say. You have to do it daily. If you really want, you want to make this work, you need to say it out loud. Do it 15 minutes a day. You start saying that daily for 15 minutes, you're going to get results. That I promise.
Like in front of a mirror, or how do you do it?
You know, you can just make sure you say it out loud. People do it in their car. I'm fine with that. But don't just think it in your head. Don't do that. The universe is listening. I'll put you that way.
Don't say it at a restaurant because they'll take you away. Right.
Yeah.
If you say it at a restaurant by yourself, they'll take you away.
I didn't say, you know what, if you're asking me, because I do them daily, I do them in the morning. I wake up. I don't even get out of bed. I do one affirmation before I get out of bed, George.
Okay, and what do you need for calls?
Okay, what I need is the first name and full date of birth and their quick question, and we'll just walk through it.
You got it. Back in a moment with those calls and Glynis McCants on Coast to Coast AM.